Station, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, yesterday this was a problem. Today, not a problem.
We love to do it in different places than just our bedroom.
Yeah. That's we more information than I
need. We live on the golf course.
But okay.
We live on the golf course, so we use the golf course at night.
That's too good. I was just too good. Because you know everybody wants to know what hole.
Right?
The Don and Mike Show. They will scare you straight. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, so that was yesterday. And we had the whole big fight, and they said that you know, they were wrong for deleting that out.
Right.
And then I asked for a record of everything's being dumped on the show.
Little report so you can go over and we can you know, make sure we know what's going on and what's not going on. Mm-hmm.
They're dumping stuff today that, again, has no place being dumped. And we're talking about the board operator who's back in Fairfax. During break number three, I dared to say the word small next to the word penis. I was not speaking about sex. We were talking about a scene in a movie.
Right.
They deleted that out. Then I said, do you think his wife straddles him? They deleted that out.
All right.
Then, when we were talking about the Madonna movie, right, and we said her butt was bleeding, they deleted that out.
Wow. These are all, in my opinion, they're not even borderline. I'm just confused.
I don't know how many of
but
those.
But as we've said before, there is no rule book.
I don't know how many of the things that I just explained were deleted out, actually made it out over the radio, and without losing tempers and yelling and screaming. Seriously, for the last time, the things that they're deleting out are by nobody's definition obscene, filthy, dirty,
right,
bad for kids.
And I think we established yesterday that they are being a little heavy-handed based on the fact that you were told before the show today that everything was cool, that everything was fine, and that was run up. And I think really, you know, God, I would ask all the parties involved to just use common sense. We've been asked to, and we do.
Seriously. Hey, I mean, it screws with the continuity of the show. I understand if somebody says the F word or if we get into a conversation.
You're talking about a specific conversation involving some sort of act that we cannot talk about, that we cannot be descriptive, or we do repetition.
But if
we understand that one, God, they pounded that one into our
heads.
We're
talking about a scene in a movie, and we're saying a sign on a guy's car says small penis.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for that to be deleted.
No. Yeah, because you're not talking about anything sexual.
No context there.
No, and
you really aren't.
Right.
And, I mean, that's the way, at least that's the way it's been explained to us.
And I'm going to have the rule book please rewritten to me, because I must have said over the lifetime of our show at least 20,000 times about some guy straddling his wife.
Mm-hmm.
You have.
It's just the way that I discuss.
And if it's in the rule book, you know, I mean, but I mean, the rule book has to be. Oh, it's such a difficult situation, but it goes both ways. You do have to be careful, but you also have to use common sense, so that you aren't screwing with the continuity of the show whenever you can avoid doing it. And I think that's a viable argument that we have, an argument that was proven yesterday significantly, because really yesterday you were dealing with something that, well, it became a little larger when we spotlighted it, but even before that, I mean, it really was taking away from the central theme of what we were discussing. And you know, guys, you know, there's an old adage that somebody told me in the restaurant business: you have to watch pennies to make dollars.
Right.
It's the same way in the radio business. Okay, those minutes, those seconds, those little tiny things that you start to edit out, and you do so really without a lot of forethought and without a lot of thought going into it, what you're doing is you're slowly eroding the product, and it really does have an impact in the long run. You might not think so, but it does. Those tiny little moments when you're screwing with this show,
I
would just implore, we're all dealing with the same crap, but I would implore people to really please use some common sense.
It's subjective.
It is subjective.
Trust me, Mike and I know the rules. We've had them pounded into the back of our heads. If there is a mistake to be made, we will be held accountable, but I really don't want an $11 an hour employee who does nothing more than push a button when we go to commercial, deciding what is and what is not right to go on the radio.
And we also are aware of the fact many times that we know we're going to get deleted. We've known that too, and we're fine with that. And you know what? We're also here's an important point to make, and you and I are both on the same page, I would hope, on this one, that there are occasions when we will get deleted, and we will understand why it was deleted. And it happens all the time. But there are other times like this, like yesterday, for example, a glaring example, where we dug our heels in. And then what you mentioned just now, you know, if you're going to stand by that one, yeah, please try to explain it to us.
I'd really
and it
like
shouldn't
to
be on us all the time to run this. If we're not the ones pressing that button, we're using the best judgment we can.
If it's been part of the show and part of our vernacular and part of the language of what we're doing, and you're going to change the rules, you better tell us.
I don't believe that you don't remember things like that. How could Sharon not know what happened to her?
She said that she thinks someone drugged her. She said that she was at the club dancing. The next thing she knew is that she woke up. In her room, nude, and her stuff was stolen, and she went to the bathroom, and her butt was bleeding.
I'm sorry.
Now, that'll probably get deleted.
Why?
That's all she remembers. She says she wasn't drinking last night.
We played that back when the rules were different.
And that's all she
remembers. Well, no, these rules. Well, hold on.
See, because I'm thinking now, I'm thinking out loud.
But no, here's where you're wrong, and they have to update. All of these tapes that we have been sanitized for our protection.
Ah, okay.
I didn't know that. All of the tapes that we could play that have, quote, unquote, dangerous material have been taken away from us.
You know, and when I think about it, if you're going to get really specific on that particular comment, you're talking about my arm was bleeding.
Yes.
Right. It's the same thing.
And furthermore, it's a punchline on this show. It has been since that movie came out.
Exactly.
I woke up and my butt was bleeding.
I don't think anybody's going to go to the wall persecuting us for that one. I really don't think so.
And what if you were Rob and you had that colitis thing and you woke up and your butt really was bleeding?
All the time.
Right. Going to delete that out too?
Who knows?
I mean, we are really, at this point, we're looking for some help. Maybe if there's somebody like from the ACLU. I don't know who to complain to.
I know.
I don't know who to go to, say, be our emissary on this. Fight the good fight for us. We really don't know what's going on.
And it is frustrating, you know, because the rules change all the time. There is no rule book. We're asked to use our best judgment. And, you know, we're told that the company has a, you know, different situation than the rest of the world, you know, that we have to adhere to it in a more stringent way.
Explained, if we cannot do a show where we cannot mention penis and say the word big or small, then we should really think about changing the format of our show to something that fits the guidelines the company has. Like, we should just go sports talk.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, we should go sports talk. There'll be no problem with butt. There'd be no problem with boobs, no problem with men's genitals. We'll talk about sports all day.
Okay.
I mean, it's not what I want to do. It's not what you want to do.
Right.
I'm certainly not saying we're going to pull the plug today and say, let's go sports talk. Mm-hmm. But seriously, we're doing now a watered-down version of the show that we did 5 years ago because of the FCC.
Right. And we're concerned that the individuals that are wielding the power don't necessarily know what the you know what the rules are.
They're scared rabbits.
Because they are scared. They're scared for their jobs. And believe me, they are scared for their jobs. And there is, and I think they have to know also that we understand that as well.
We do.
What we need is just some direction here. And you know what? If you have to go through that little log that's put together every day, I think that deserves a little scrutiny. Mm-hmm. And it's not something you need to waste your time doing, but people should do it. And it should be explained. And yes, is that going to require a little more effort? Yeah. Yes, it is. But you know what? You're asking us to do this show, I think it's the least we could ask
for. Following yesterday's show, it's disheartening to think we're not doing anything here above, and really, we're doing second-grade humor.
Right.
You know, you could take our show, as it is now, to any court in the land and say, seriously, is this obscene? No. You know, the worst you'd say, these are two fat idiots who are making jokes on the radio.
That's about it. And really, and it's frustrating when it's being chipped away at, because it does affect the continuity of the show. It really does. Every little bit helps, and every little bit that's taken away hurts. That's the fact. That's the fact of the matter. And, you know, it's not like you and I, Buzz, Rob, any of us that speak on these microphones for 4 hours live every day do not process what comes out of our mouths. Believe me, we think about it.
And before anybody out there thinks, and I know a lot of you have heard us say this before, and you're like, oh, you're going down this road again, why don't you just come up with code words? We can't do that.
Not allowed.
Because if we use a code word enough, that it's known as the word, the company then says the code word is just as bad as the banned word.
And these are, you know, and really, you have the different layers. It starts with us. It goes to the board op. Then it goes to the management of the company. Then it goes to the their bosses. Then it goes to the Congress of the United States.
I wish that they would just hold.
It's pretty crazy stuff.
I wish they would hold you and I accountable. We know the rules. It's our nuts on the line. Over the last 2 days, I think we're in agreement. We've not done anything that deserves to be edited or deleted.
No. And certainly there are past instances where we would both agree perhaps that needed to be deleted under the standards they have, not in the last couple of days.
And if there is a price to pay for having these things dumped, Mike and I can stand up and bite the bullet on it.
Right.
Please, you know, why do I have the button here if I'm not allowed to hit the button?
Right.
Why is there a guy making $11 an hour?
And what you're asking for is a little clarity. Right?
Yeah.
That's what we're all asking for, a little bit of clarity. And as I said, you have to be cautious, but you also have to realize, you know, be cautious for the product as well. Okay?
Right.
I mean, this is a product. And when you chip away at it, you know, there's nothing really, and only people that have heard it and can recognize it know what that dump button does to a radio show.
And we get embarrassed because we come back from commercials and someone has just told us they've chopped up the show, meaning that the people who have listened to the previous 15 or 20 minutes heard gigantic chunks deleted and they don't know why.
And if you want to know what that is the equivalent of, really, watch a movie on basic cable sometime. Watch a movie that you loved when you saw it in the theater that was uncut. Watch it when it's chopped up. Same exact thing.
Except it's even worse because...
Yeah, it is even worse because it's happening on the fly.
Because the scene that you like would just be taken away.
Right.
They wouldn't replace the F word with, like, fudge.
Right.
They just would cut the scene out.
It's gone. Very, very... You know, look, we're both aware of the times we live in. We are aware of the standards. We're asking for a little help on our end, too. You know? When you're using that judgment, use the judgment. Really, use some more common sense. Don't react purely out of fear all the time. And that's hard to ask these people to do. It really is hard to ask them to do. But I'm asking because, you know, we're trying to do it here, and we are trying to be the first line of defense. You and I don't come in every day saying, hey, we're going to say stuff that's going to get dumped out.
Right.
That's not what our goal is here.
You know, we're not loose cannons. Jesus Christ. It may not sound like we know what we're doing. We have a rough idea what we're doing. The person with the dump button.
Do you think 20+ years means anything?
No.
Does that count for anything in this business?
No. They still think that we are just going to go F.
Right.
And that's why you have a person in Fairfax if something big and nasty gets through.
Yeah.
That's why they're there as the last resort.
Safety net. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, it's frustrating. Thank you for listening. Sorry that we're bitching about this. It's frustrating. Mm-hmm. We're open to a way around this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, really, and I don't think we could explain it anymore, our position, as far as
I think
what we need.
True.
Okay. So
kind of frustrating.
Sorry to be such a downer.
But you know what? And with all that said, and with directing that at the board op and whoever and management and the lawyers and everything like that, you know what? Really, it is a bigger issue than that too, because it is the society we live in. It is the climate we live in, and you know we can thank a little incident at the Super Bowl with Janet Jackson that caused this whole thing.
I think that you would have to agree. I don't know why it is. We certainly are not popular enough to, but we are held, at least in our company, under more scrutiny than any other show.
We're the only ones left.
I have personal evidence of that being the case, and that's basically listening to other programs on the station.
Yeah.
And for a long time. I mean, that's been the case for whatever reason.
Okay.
We just don't we don't kiss enough babies. That's the reason for that. We're the bad guys.
Yeah, that's right. We're wild cannons, loose cannons. Mm-hmm. Got to have four people on dump buttons. Mm-hmm. And it's so important. It's such a multi-million dollar industry. Make sure that the person that's deciding the content gets $11 an hour. You're talking about a radio show that makes for this company $7 to $8 million a year right here at WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have in charge of the content? Someone making $11 an hour.
Well, he's the real enchilada, though.
No offense, Greg. You're a nice guy.
Yeah, you're a good guy, Greg.
You should just be doing the crossword puzzle. You shouldn't be worried about penis. Or butts bleeding. Jesus. Or Oprah.
Ah, Oprah.
Oprah, yes, right. Which was the big one yesterday.
That was a big one.
Well, we've done it again.
Lecture over.
We've done it again. Sorry about that, folks.
Pep talk over.
It happens every once in a while.
Yeah, sometimes we pull back the curtain.
We'll come back and...
Are we going to hear any Jerry at all?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Very
absolutely,
good.
Mike. Right. Yes. Jerry, right after this. Okay?
Out of breath, Jerry.
Okay. Effers. Bleeders. Penisers. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.